Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, good evening, good day, good afternoon, or whatever it is. This is Whirl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Yeah, I know I'm a little bit late, but hey, better late than never, right? Well, I'm in sunny Washington, D.C., or should I call it Maryland, D.C., actually, because I'm here at the Gaylord Hotel. It's a brand new hotel here at the National Harbor. I think I wrote down. Yeah, Gaylord Hotel and Resort in the Washington, D.C. area. That's it. And I am right now, I'm in the atrium of the Gaylord Hotel. And this is absolutely, can you see it? You can't see it. How come you can't see it? Well, I can see it. Well, that's not my problem. But we'll have to get everybody down here or up here or wherever you are from here because you have to see this. The atrium itself is really awesome. And it looks right out on the Potomac. Is it the Potomac? I have to ask questions over here. These people are here. Hell knows who's coming around here. I'm going to have all these people that I'm going to interview. We're going to talk about the hotel. We're going to talk about the whole harbor, the National, what's it called? National Harbor. This whole place is just like brand new. Just, you just built on land and this is absolutely fabulous. And so, and then I have to tell you, I had a spa treatment while I was here. And so we're going to have the spa director on as well. And then later on, it's on my time at 7 o'clock, I'm going to have Bob calling in from Prime Restaurant. Yes, Prime Restaurant out on Long Island. The food was awesome. He's the owner. He'll talk about the place itself. He's going to talk about the food there. I'm going to do a comparison, but later on, because it happens to be this wonderful, as they said, this wonderful steakhouse out here at the atrium. And we're going to be eating there tonight, so I'm going to have one of those steaks and see if it was as good as the, let me see, what did I have? Not prime rib, I had, I don't know, but I ate to my heart's content there, had all kinds of food and lobster, and here I go with, oh, look, I got names, Amy Gorell, she's the public relations director of the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center. She's a public relations of the hotel. And then we're going to have the, so it'll be the somebody else from the Gaylord National Resort and Convention, the National Hall, like I said before. And it's Nellie Guerrero, who's the spa director of Relish Spa. I'm just so comfortable from having that wonderful quenching spa treatment. And so before I have somebody coming on the air, this is going to be quite interesting because I have a computer here. I'm not used to laptops. And so how do you scroll down on this laptop? Okay, so I got somebody telling me how to scroll down. I want to, like, scroll down. Let's see. So like this, huh?
So if you take
two fingers and put them together. Look at that, because you know what it is. It's, well, let's see if I can. This is really funny. Okay. I have to.
Or you can press the button on it.
I got to get that up there because. Okay. Yeah. Let's see what I. It's not moving. Yeah, you do it. You do it. Okay. When I'm ready, let's see. Now scroll down a little more because I have to. It's commercial time. So before I. Okay. We're going to get my favorite commercial. Okay. Click that on.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what makes you have the best brownies they ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Haribo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, fairy tale brownies. I know. We just go to www.brownies.com, and you're going to get these absolutely wonderful. It's my favorite brandies. So now, okay, I had a tour of this hotel, but best to have it explained by Amy. So, Amy, tell our listening audience all about this absolutely fantastic abode.
Hi, everyone. The Gaylord National Resort is brand new. It just opened here, just south of Washington, D.C. It's just about 8 miles south of the capital. So we're right on the Potomac River, just south of the Beltway, and it's a brand new 2,000-room hotel. We have 110 suites. We have a 20,000-square-foot spa called Relâche that I think you're going to talk a little bit about more. You had an experience there. And then we have an incredible nightclub on the very top floor of the hotel, the 18th and 19th floor. It looks right at Washington, D.C. It has some spectacular views of the Capitol. We have a pool, and we have this spectacular waterfront setting. We sit right on the Potomac River. We have our own marina. There's a brand new water taxi service that will pick you up right here in front of our hotel, take you on a boat right across the river to Old Town Alexandria. Or you can go down the river to Mount Vernon, or you can go up the river to Georgetown. So this is an amazing destination, too. Our hotel is the anchor hotel of this brand new development called National Harbor, about 300 acres, and there's going to be 5 other hotels, about 30 different restaurants, all types of brand new retail shopping. So this is one of the hottest new destinations on the entire East Coast. And we encourage everyone to come down and check it out because it's certainly getting a lot of attention here in Washington, D.C. Everyone's coming down to visit us, and we encourage everyone else to come and check it out.
Now, what I want people to understand, you see, the hotel isn't located in Washington, D.C. It's actually located in Maryland. So if you don't really want to be a part of, like, downtown Washington, D.C., and, you know, do the whole thing, you won't even know from it. And you'll just, you know, you could just be here. And so when Amy spoke about, like, going to Georgetown, well, Georgetown is in Washington, D.C., and the other places, now Mount Vernon is, that's considered.
That's down the river.
That's considered Mount.
Part of
Oh, so in other words, so Mount Vernon is part of Virginia, and Alexandria is Virginia. So you can go to Virginia, or you can go to Washington, D.C., either place. And, so it's just like a taxi ride away. But this whole area is being really totally built up. And by the way, my room, oh, yes. All right. My room looks not only down at this atrium. It looks like I could see the Potomac, you know. And the thing about this, the atrium that's so great, it's almost like you're outdoors but you're indoors. And that's what's so fabulous because it doesn't matter what the weather is, you could still feel like that you're outdoors all the time. And as far as the restaurants, now just name, Amy, would you just tell us what the restaurants in here are?
Sure, we actually have four different full-service sit-down restaurants. We have our first restaurant, which is our signature fine dining restaurant. It's called Old Hickory Steakhouse, and it is a traditional steakhouse, but what's really unique is we have our own artisanal cheese cave in the restaurant, and we have a full-time maître de fromage. She's a fromager, much like you have a sommelier for wine. A sommelier is an expert on wine. We have a fromager, and she's an expert on cheese. And it's quite a fantastic presentation. She oversees the entire cheese experience at our restaurant. She will actually bring over to your table the cheese trolley, which has about a selection of 20 different artisanal cheeses on it. These are artisanal cheeses that are made in small batches on farms around the world. These are not cheeses that are made in big factories. These are gourmet quality cheeses, and our fromager, she will actually give you a tour of all of the different cheeses, and she will create for you a customized cheese plate based upon your preferences. So whether you prefer a runny cheese or a stinky cheese or a blue cheese or a mild cheese, she'll actually create a cheese plate for you. Our second restaurant is Moon Bay Coastal Cuisine, which is our seafood restaurant, also here in the atrium. And it's meant to recreate a... Someone's making faces at me. And looking very... smacking her chops.
I'm drooling!
She says she's drooling. Moon Bay Coastal Cuisine, it's our seafood restaurant, serving the finest seafood from the Chesapeake region, so all sorts of specialties like crab cakes, Virginia oysters, you name it. We have an incredible selection. Third restaurant is Pienza. We're actually seated right across from Pienza. This is our buffet restaurant. It serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it's an Italian marketplace buffet. So if you can imagine all sorts of Italian specialties, and I'm not just talking pastas and pizzas here, I'm talking from the northern regions of Italy too, Tuscan-inspired cuisine. And there's even dessert at this restaurant. You can come and get your appetizer, entree, and dessert all together. It's an amazing buffet. And our fourth restaurant is called National Pastime Sports Bar and Grill. It's the official sports bar and grill of the Washington Nationals baseball team. So if you're a Washington Nationals fan, or even if you aren't, you've got to come check this place out, because it is a 30-foot-wide, high-definition video wall where we play all of the latest sporting events. And you can cheer on your favorite team. The sports bar itself is very modern. This is not your traditional sports bar. This is a swanky, very, very hip, very chic sports bar. And it is packed every single night. They serve a full menu. There's a full bar. And if you just want to hang out and watch TV, you can do that too.
You never know whose balls are in there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
She's caught me off guard.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, those are our restaurants. We also have other locations, though, where you can find some really great dining experiences. We have Java Coast, which is our 24-hour coffee bar. You can get some great espresso, latte, cappuccino. You can also get some soups and salads and sandwiches in there. There's also our pool bar out front. The pool bar overlooks the river. You can sit out there and have a nice cocktail.
Nick, can't you wait to go to the bathroom? I mean, come on, like, we all can hear you.
Merle is too much.
I'm sorry.
Merle has gone overboard at this point. But anyways, folks, I hope that I have tempted your taste by talking about some of our great restaurants. And Merle, I'm turning it back over to you.
I don't understand. No matter how I dress her, I can't take her anywhere. I don't know. So, anyway, Nick, that's the one. Now, actually, what's going on here, and they'll probably hear late, now there's going to be music. I'm going to hear music later on here?
Yes, when the show happens.
When the show happens. So when the fountain, you know, does a dance, in other words?
Oh, yes, with lights and music.
lights and music and everything, and camera and action and God knows what, you know. But hopefully, I got a little bit of spray, but that could have been from Nick. I'm not sure. But anyway, so what I'm going to do now, you know how it is with the commercials. I can't even. Look at that there. Let's go to. We're going to have to do another commercial here, and then after that, we're going to. Yeah. Okay. Click that on.
This program is brought to you by M&S Italian Food Specialists, the official caterers for the crew of Lydia's Family Table, which can be seen on PBS. M&S is located at 34-23 Francis Lewis Boulevard in Bayside, Queens. There, you'll find over 100 different types of cheeses, store-made sausages, fresh meats, as well as great salads and sandwiches. Choose fully cooked items from the deli area, or just tell Joe what you're interested in preparing. M&S carries a full line of imported groceries for all your cooking needs. Call them at 718-353-8318. A family business for over 50 years.
Yeah. Of course, I don't know. After coming back from Italy. By the way, there's a gelato place over here. I don't know if I'm going to even bother trying it, though. You know, it's probably okay, you know. But, you know, us connoisseurs, especially, you know, having the real stuff, you know. But, okay. Anyway, so to continue on, we're going to talk about my spa treatment today, as I now have Nelly Guerrero. Is that it?
That's correct.
Guerrero. Okay, I pronounced correctly. You know, after 5 years of taking Spanish that I suffered through, at least I can pronounce the damn language, you know? Okay, so Nelly, tell us first about, so I don't brag, tell us about the spa treatment that I had.
What did you tell me? Well, I can tell you, good afternoon, everyone. I can tell you that she had a fabulous experience. The minute she left out the spa and I met her at the lobby, she was absolutely glowing. And the reason why she was glowing is because she had a skin quencher, which is a treatment that it is made specially with the skin in mind. We use essential oils. We use dilo oils, which are very traditional, and they come all the way from Fiji. We have aloe vera. We mix them all together, and we absolutely involve the person. Just pour it all over, and then fold the person into all those mixture, and then the person relax, and we complement it with a massage, and we treat her like an absolute queen, and I hope she truly enjoyed. Why don't you tell me? Did you enjoy your service?
That was in. Now, I don't want to say that I had a really great treatment, but the way I could tell, it was Kim. What's her last name? Kim S.
Kim Stunning.
Stunning?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Stunning. She was the person that did this treatment. And somewhere or other, I remember some point she was doing something on my forehead, and suddenly I heard myself going. And I'm going, what? Who's doing that? It must be me, because it's not her. I need to stay awake. I need to stay awake for this. What's going on? Okay. I must be having a good time. All right. But it was. I really feel absolutely fabulous. But now, Nelly, what I want you to tell me about, like some of the other treatments, and things that are offered at the, what is it pronounced? Deluge? Deluge?
Relâche.
Oh, whatever. You know? It's got a French accent, you know. Nelly, go out here.
Well, relâche is French for relax. So that's what we're absolutely all about. We have 10 different massages, 10 different skin care facials. We have all body enhancements, body treatments. We have a magnificent facility as well, overlooking the Potomac River. You must come. It's amazing, and it is the absolute best spa that is not only in the Washington, D.C. area, but in the Northeast.
So you said it's the best spa?
Absolutely.
I went to another spa, and they said the same thing? No, that's not true. But Actually, I absolutely loved everything about it. I mean, it was very... It's the great thing, if you have to sit, if you want to just relax like in the lounge for a while, you're just staring out on the Potomac River. You know, I mean, it's like even the scenery is great. But you did you? They also have, like, you can have couples.
Absolutely.
They have couples massages. I saw the room for the couples. That's really great. I don't know, but you know, like one of the things I write for a lot of publications. I write for some gay publications, and I thought, you know, between the marriages that that you can have here, I saw that that's a chapel up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a chapel up there here, and this is a great place to come. No, I didn't mean it that way. This is a great place. God, you have such a dirty mind. I'm telling you, I can't even say anything here without, you know, without being a double entendre. She gave me a look when I said that. I didn't even think about that. But anyway, yes. But this is the place is definitely gay friendly because Washington D.C. area is pretty gay friendly. The other thing that I want to get into, I don't want to get into. Nellie is going to tell us also about some of the products. Relash? Did I pronounce it correctly?
Absolutely.
Oh, I pronounced it correctly this time. She's going to talk about the products that Relash has.
Well, we have an organic line that is called Eminence. We have Phytomir, which is marine-based. We have all products from the Fiji line that is absolutely exquisite. And we also have Mericur, which is a French line that it was created in 1972. It is the absolute best. You know, you just have to come over so we can really spoil you all the way and you get to enjoy what Relash is all about.
Wow, it was my birthday last Saturday, and now we're still celebrating. I got little gifts here. What? Oh, I can bring this on the plane then, right?
The plane.
Oh, yeah, the plane. I forgot to tell you about that. Yes, the 8:30 plane was canceled, and then we were number 20 on the tarmac for the 9:30 plane. It was such a hoot getting here. Yes. Delta, or should I call it Delta now? Oh, goodness gracious. But anyway, but I have to—I love whatever the heck she put on my body was really great.
It is a D-Lo butter.
It's what butter?
D-Lo
butter. As opposed to cocoa butter, huh?
Actually, it has, yeah.
It has some
It has, that's the one. It has coconut butter, aloe vera, and D-Lo. Dilo butter.
Wow. I just hope I don't eat it or put it on the bagel. Oh, my skin feels so soft. It's like a baby's ass. I swear. My whole body feels like a baby's ass. It's so nice. But anyway... So anybody who's coming in the area, you should actually come here just to, like, this is a great getaway, because it's so, like, if you don't really go anyplace too far, then you don't know where the fuck you are. It's just how nice it is here. It's like you're in like this little city that just got built here, you know, and it's absolutely wonderful. I love it. Where's the person who's going to talk about the National Harbor? Oh, he couldn't make it? Oh, so we're going to fake this. So who's going to talk? You want to talk about it? Oh, then Nick is going to talk about this whole thing, the National Harbor, because I want to talk about the concept of this entire thing. I know it's like you got to see it. You know, it's like what it reminds me of, kind of when they built the Battery Park in Manhattan.
Nicer than Battery Park.
Oh, no. When they built Battery Park, I mean, they had this, not just the park. I mean, they had all these, you know, places to eat and all kinds of stuff, and it was just like on some piece of land, or they stretched out the land, or God knows what they did. But they built a little city just somewhere. Oh, here's a piece of land. Let's build an entire city. Let's see. We'll come here. Well, if we build it, we'll come here. But, yeah, this is, okay, anyway, so Nick, I'm going to have Nick come on here and give you, tell you what the hell this whole place is all about. So, Nick, go ahead.
Well, the National Harbor is a $4 billion development that's just built on a large plot of land here on the banks of the Potomac River just south of Washington, D.C. We have everything here from hotels to apartments to office buildings, and eventually, once everything is set up, we're going to have a couple of Washington, D.C. museums actually transporting themselves out over here down the Potomac. We're just at the base of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, which is an 8-lane bridge that was just completed this year that connects our Virginia and Maryland two sides here to create a full, great big metropolitan area. The rest of National Harbor, there's events here that happen all the time. Just this past weekend, we had a large yacht show. It was the first event that we held here, and we're holding summer concerts every Friday night throughout the summer here that are free, open to the public. So if you're here coming down for a vacation, then please check out one of our summer concerts that we have here. Also on Saturday, we have a farmer's market that is fresh produce from all over the area, as well as some fresh seafood that you can catch right off the docks from the boats coming in here to the National Harbor. So this area has been looking for a harbor for a long time, and we finally think that we've successfully built one here on the banks of the Potomac here in Maryland. So now I bring it back to Merle.
You were also telling me about this, the guy with the hand up is, yeah. I mean the guy with the, yeah, there's a statue. I haven't seen it yet, but let Nick describe this.
The Awakening is a 100-yard statue. It was actually built about 20 years ago here in Washington, D.C. It was moved from its first birthplace at Roosevelt Island to National Harbor here. And what it is a man awakening out of the ground. It's about 100 yards long, and it has four different parts. One of them is as small as a toe, and the largest is an arm that hangs out from the shoulder all the way holding out into the sky. One of the famous pictures we have are children that can sit inside the mouth of the man because it is so large. Back to you, Merle.
You know, what I'm going to do, I'm going to grab somebody. Ask somebody just at a table. Have them come over here. We're going to have some people come over here and talk to you. These just people that are, oh, come on, you can do it. If I could drag the phone there, I would drag the phone there. You know, just go down the, you know, want to be on the radio. This is, you know, yeah, right over there. Just say to them, come on. Okay, yeah, come on over here. See, I don't even have to play music because it got music in the background. It's stubborn. People are always concerned. They're afraid. Oh, we have a brave woman coming over. We have a brave woman coming over here. Oh, this is fantastic. Yeah, isn't this cool? You just never know what's going on. First, what is your name?
My name's Christy.
Where are you from?
I'm from Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, so came up from Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
Did you like come up here just to be at this hotel?
We have a conference starting next week. We have a conference starting on Sunday here.
So how long, like, did you just check in today?
I checked in 2 days ago. I will be at this hotel for almost 2 weeks.
So tell me, so have you eaten in any of the restaurants?
Yes, I've eaten in the Champions Bar and over at the seafood restaurant.
So did you get drunk at the Champions Bar or just eat? She doesn't know what to say. It's a sports bar. Didn't you have a good time?
I had a very good time.
Okay. Did you? So what do you think of the rooms here?
I have a beautiful room. I have a gorgeous view of the Potomac, and I'm in a suite on the end, and it's beautiful.
See, I'm not the only one who thinks it's beautiful. I'll say, here's the $20 that I promised you to say it. Yeah. Oh. That's great. Yeah. Thank you very much. You're just, you know, dragging people over here. What the heck, you know? Where's you coming on over? Okay. What's your name?
I'm Susan.
Susan, and where are you from?
I am from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Well, Dallas, okay.
Is there a Dallas anywhere?
Well, Dallas, you see, the thing is with Dallas, it's, I do stuff for the women's tackle football team, the New York Sharks, and you have the Dallas Diamonds, and,
yeah,
you know.
We do.
You know, yes, you have the Dallas Diamonds. You're an excellent team, and, Dallas Diamonds, yeah, women's tackle football. Do you know about that?
Well, I knew
full
about
tackle.
On the team previously, but I didn't realize that they were still playing.
Well, what happened? The Dallas Diamonds switched leagues. They're now on the IWFL where the New York Sharks are, which is interesting. But we'll never get to play them because they're like on the West Coast, you know, and that kind of a thing. Unless we play them, let's say for a playoff game or championship game.
Yeah,
and we'd probably beat that. No, I don't know.
Did you play on the team?
Oh, no, I just do the publicity. Doesn't it sound like it?
Yeah,
okay. But anyway, let's get back to you, Susan. So let's get back to you. So you're from Dallas, and why are you here?
I have absolutely no idea. I actually came to visit my brother who lives here in D.C. He moved up a couple of months ago, and, of course, I have to stay at a better place than the area in which he lives, so that my mother will be more proud of me than she is of him. So, yeah, that's pretty much the reason. It's all about the inheritance.
Now, how did you know about this place? I'm very curious.
Oh, goodness, there's a Gaylord in Grapevine, Texas, which is one of the nicest go-to areas in the area. It's a destination. So the Gaylord there is so beautiful and so lush. There's so much to do there. I found out through a friend that Washington had just been built. And since my brother moved up, I knew I had to come see it. So it's a vacation and a destination in one spot. And I've, of course, heard of the other Gaylords around the United States, which are equally as beautiful.
Did you eat at any of the restaurants here yet?
I've eaten at Pinaza, peanut butter.
The Italian one that's over here? Okay.
Yes. I've eaten there. Excellent Italian food. Oh, my gosh. And that's generally pretty much the only place we've eaten. We're going to eat at the
seafood restaurant?
At the seafood restaurant this evening.
Okay. Now, did you, like, take a walk around the area as well? You know, did you, like, leave the hotel and walk around this National Harbor?
We haven't yet. We arrived a couple of days ago, and we've actually just been sitting here staying inside because it's so nice. And
as a matter of fact, I see the Velcro that's on your on the bottom of your... bottom of your pants. They know that's, you know, and she just attached, you know.
I
well,
you were going to say on my bottom.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere. Got Velcro on my pants. Bottom.
So are you going to walk around the area here? And are you going to venture, like, take the water taxi or anything?
Absolutely. We're going to go over to Georgetown and Alexandria. We're going to go visit all the, of course, all the touristy sites. And we have to go see the big blown-up crab, which is down here somewhere.
Yeah, I saw that. I think they're building it's a restaurant.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. Yeah, I saw that, and I went, okay. You know, I guess it's a Maryland crab because it's not a D.C. crab because we're in...
It's got to be. What, how can you tell the difference? Is it color? Is it size?
Maryland crab? Well, there really isn't a D.C. crab. Actually, I prefer a Dungeness crab. That's really, you know. These are little tiny Maryland crabs. It's like, you know, you got to pick at them just to get a little bit of meat, you know, just to get
who wants to work that hard for food?
Yeah, that's what I say. Well, Susan, it was great. I'm so glad that you stopped by. Now we can take the chains off of you, and you can and go back to talking to your friend.
It was very nice talking to you. And goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Susan. Yeah. Well. Okay. We're back to a little food here, and it's time for another commercial.
Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey. Stuff it. We do at Santa Barbara Olive Company. Jalapenos, sun-dried tomatoes, almonds, blue cheese, stuff produced in California. And we stuff some of our cold-pressed olive oils, California garlic and herbs grown right here in our backyard. Our olive oils have been pitted against some of the finest imports. And guess who exceeds in taste tests? Santa Barbara Olive Company. It's the stuff that makes a product great.
Oh, yeah. I'll take some of those olives any day. Well, let's see now. The music is nice here, but I'm going to play, because we're on the water, yeah, go ahead, scroll down. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, look at that. Let's see, where's the song? Sponsor? No. Let's go back up. This is hysterical. This is why I have a mouse, but... okay, Gloria Gaynor. Okay, let's do it. Yeah, I'll survive. Yeah, Gloria, it's an old Gloria Gaynor song, huh? Yeah, we'll all survive. Don't worry about that. So, let's see. As waiting for my caller to call in, right now I guess we have... Oh, there's this guy over here. He's just walking around. He's schlepping around here. Let me see if I can get him on the phone. Let get him to talk to you. Well, he's got a name, Chris, so I guess I don't have to introduce his name. Typical walking around with a camera, you know, just being a tourist and whatever. Anyway, Chris, do me a favor. Talk to us. Tell us, like, why are you here?
I'm here for the resort. This place is a beautiful place, and I'm happy to be a part of it, and be a part of this team that puts the place together here.
Oh, he's so shy. He doesn't know what the hell to say. I think he got, you know, he's got stomped, he's, you know, pushed to come over here. So how much more can you say? So you're working, what's your position, Chris?
I work with the Marketing and Public Relations Department here. I've been here about 2 years now. It's an awesome company to work with. I actually worked at Opryland before I came up here, and it was just such a good fit. The culture here is just amazing. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. So to be able to come here and be a part of such a different, unique, and really empowering culture for the employees is it's a great place to be, and I love every day of it.
You know, the trouble is he had to say all this. There's a couple of guys down there. Let's see if we can get one of those guys over there. There's one with a camera. look, we can talk about, like, what he's looking to photograph here. I'm sending Chris down here in the atrium to convince somebody to come. Now he's over there. He's trying not to be too pushy about this, then, you know. You know, they're looking at his camera, and yeah, we'll get these people over here. Yeah. Yeah, come on over. Oh, some shy people. We don't want shy. Come on over. Come on down. Come over here. Yeah. Yeah. You. No, you next to you. No, the one you. You. Not you. You. Yeah, you. No, not you. You. No, the other one. Yes, that you. You're right, you. No, you. Oh, they're coming over. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, here he is. How do you do? Have a seat. Have a seat. What's your name?
I'm Martin.
Martin. Okay, what are you here for? What made you decide to come to the hotel?
I'm working for the hotel. We're doing photographs for advertising.
Oh, so he's paid. So he has to like this place. He's doing photographs for advertising. What are you taking photographs of?
Architectural stuff and lifestyle stuff. People looking happy, eating food, stuff like that.
People, well, we're hoping that they look happy eating the food. Yeah. Where are you from?
From Dallas. Dallas, Texas.
Didn't we just get somebody from Dallas too? Yeah, that lady from the. Everybody's there. Yeah, they're leaving Dallas and go. Don't go away. You don't have to go away. I didn't tell you to go away. So have you taken a lot of photos yet?
A little bit. We're trying to. We're getting in our groove. We're getting photos. We're working hard.
Or hardly working. Which one?
A little of both.
Okay. So how long are you going to be, are you, like, here permanently?
Another week.
That's permanent enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll let you enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And now this other guy that's with him, is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, he's my boss.
Oh, he's your boss. So he's going to have to... yeah. What's your name?
I'm Dan Ham.
Dan Ham.
Oh,
wow, what a leader, yeah. I know we're all going to say that. He's going to ham it up. Ah, blah, 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 blah. He's going to make a pig out of himself. Ah, yeah, we're going to get all this. Yeah. Okay, so Dan, do you pay him well?
Well, when he stays at a hotel like this, I don't have to pay him very much. The food's so good. The accommodation, the bed's so sweet. He does it for free for me now.
So... So you're taking, are you taking the photos or you're telling him which photos to take?
I'll put the lights in and I'll just click the shutter.
Oh, so you're doing the clicking of the shutter. Oh, okay. So you're like looking at things and saying, I want this photo, I want this photo. Was there anything in particular, like, that you were looking at that you said, oh, you know, I must get this, you know, some things like that?
Well, the last shot we were working on was a pre-function space, which was really beautiful up on the, I think, the second floor, looking out with the view of the Potomac River. So that was really gorgeous. And, of course, the lobby, too, is the way the light comes in here is late in the afternoon is really beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's looking nice now that it's like the sun is starting to set. You know, sunrise, sunset. Okay, we're not going to go into song. But so you're going to be here for a week also then, I guess.
Here for another week, yep. Another week, yep.
So, I mean, when you first saw this place, what was your reaction?
Well, I've seen a lot of hotels, and just the grandiose nature of this one, with all the natural light coming in, it was just really spectacular, beautiful place.
Yeah, I think so also. All right, why do I keep getting employees here? We gotta get people. Now I got a couple of people on the street. You know who I should get? See if we can get ask. Yeah.
Chris is on
him. Huh?
Chris is on him.
Yeah, go get.
Get this right here?
Yeah, you know, like yeah, these
okay,
right,
well,
these yeah.
We gotta go take pictures.
Okay, I gotta go take pictures.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. My camera isn't really the greatest, so maybe I'll get the pictures from them. We need to get a lot of photos. Well, you know, that whole, yeah. Eventually, we have some other people, some other press people that are going to be coming in. okay, these two people, well, they probably don't want to come out because they're eating. So picky, I know, they're eating. You know who we should get? Here's this guy. No, here's a guy who's probably doing business. You know, maybe I should get. You want to think we should get him? Somebody who's doing. No, he doesn't look. You know, he looks like he's. You know, he might punch us out if we bother him. You know, because he's. You know, like he's probably on the clock. You know, and
it wouldn't be the first time that happened.
What, somebody punched me out? Yeah, I've got punched. No, I haven't got punched out. I got punched on, but not punched out before. But this could, I have Chris wandering around here trying to find somebody. Oh, we should find like that kid, the little girl. Oh, ask, you know. Oh, yeah. Ask the little girl. Come here. Can you come here a minute? Come over here a second. Come here. Come over here a minute. Oh, this is cool. I have this little girl over here, and I want to see what she thinks of this place. It'll be her 15 minutes of fame. Her 15 minutes of fame. Oh, yeah. Well, her mom is coming over, and then, okay. Have a seat. Sit down. What's your name?
My name's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
And
this is my daughter, Alani.
Alani?
Yes.
Alani, you want to talk on the telephone? You don't want to talk on the telephone? But you want to talk the whole world be able to hear you? No? All right, then we'll have her mom talk. Jennifer, tell us why you're here.
We came to check out the Gaylord Hotel and Convention Center here in beautiful Washington, D.C. Is there somebody on there? Oh, okay.
Can you hear somebody talking? Oh, no, go ahead, just talk.
Oh,
oh, she's looking, waiting for somebody to talk. She doesn't realize. For somebody to respond. No, this is like, I'm using this as the microphone.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on the radio right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is live. It's live on the radio. You want to say? Can you just say hello? You want to just say hello?
Yeah, thank
just
you.
Say hi.
Say hello.
Just say hello. Come on. Oh, come on. What is it? It's kids. Kids are so shy. Kids are shy until they want to do something to be in trouble. You know how it is? You know what I mean? So anyway, so okay. So Jennifer, you're here. You want to say hello?
Say hello. Say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Say, come see the harbor.
It's a little girl with a little voice, so I don't know if we really got that. So anyway, so Jennifer, how long are you staying? How long are you staying?
We're actually from the local area, D.C. area, and we've heard plenty about it, so we wanted to check it out. And but it's gorgeous. We took out the harbor view and the shops that are to come. But the actual hotel and convention center itself is gorgeous. It's a sight to see for yourself. So,
so in other words, like a day trip. You come in here as opposed to staying over or anything.
Correct,
That's great that you came here. Who did you drag with you? I see this guy behind you. Who is he?
His husband.
Huh?
The husband.
He's the husband. Come here, the husband. What's your name, the husband?
Name's Neo.
Neo?
Right.
Oh, that's a cool name. I like that name. So Neo. So what do you think of this place?
Oh, this place is beautiful.
No, I have to talk into the phone.
Sorry, yeah. This place is definitely beautiful. I mean, you know, we grew up around this area. It feels like we're actually in,
in Maryland.
Right, we're not in Maryland. It's completely. It gives you that completely, you know, resort feel to it, so definitely, yeah, gorgeous, yeah. So
that's great. Yeah, people, they feel silly that because they're talking on the phone and there's nobody answering them, you know. but that's, you know, that's the way this internet phone thing goes. You know, it's just like, you know, you just kind of gab away. But so appreciate you coming over here. Yeah, my name is Merle Exit.
Merle Exit. Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for coming out to support, I guess, the harbor.
And by the way, I just want to let you know that this is archived.
Okay.
So that anybody can tune in at any time, anywhere, and hear you
and
speaking.
Where do I go to listen to?
I'll give you all the information. It's Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com.
It's an internet radio show.
Oh, awesome.
So this will be archived, and you'll be able to go back to it and listen to yourself and tell everybody, I was on the radio. Really? Who gives a shit? Yeah, no, I was on the radio. Really? Yeah, I'll show you. Okay. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. So let's see. Well, I don't know. I'm still waiting for my caller. What time is it? It's like 7 o'clock now? Oh, it's 6:59 p.m. That's why he hasn't called in yet, because it's only 6:59 as opposed to 7. So all these people around here are now inquiring how they're going to be able to listen to it. Oh, wow. That is so... I just... Oh, no, I didn't... Nick, come on. First you pee, now you really let one out. I mean, that was some boom I just heard. No, actually, this is really awesome. At some point, you know, I'm going to see this in the nighttime, and I'm probably going to go, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Yeah, this is, wow. Wow. This place is really booming, I gotta really tell you. Wow, this is fabulous. So, all right, so before we, all right, as I'm waiting for my call in, oh, look, I'm trying to do this, I can actually scroll down. I need to pause from talking a bit, and where's my, oh, yes. I haven't played Josh in a while. I know I should probably upload more Josh Groban songs, but let's hear this right now. I'm going to take a short break.
Ooh. and you will always shine, and I can feel your heart in mine. Your face I've memorized, I idolize just you. I look up to everything you are. In my eyes you do no wrong. I've loved you for so long, and after all it's said and done,
because I want everybody to hear the background of what's going on here. So I'm sorry, Josh, but I want everybody kind of just to hear if you can. By the way, while the music is going, the fountains here are, you know, doing a dance themselves as well. And I see, like, lights flickering, colored lights, but I guess it's really too light out to really get the effect of that, right? The lights that are up there? Yeah, but you can't really get the effect right now because it's yeah, I'm, you know. Wow, that was boss. Oh, no, we got more. Oh, I just need to relax and listen to this. Oh, how Americana can you get? By the way, this is piped in music. It's not, there's no band here playing. Also in this atrium, there's a couple of stores here. One of them is the Williamsburg shop, so it's got like things from, you know, Williamsburg, Virginia, you know, old stuff like that. And there's another one called Pajama Party, I think it's called Pajama Party, and you can buy all kinds of pajamas and stuff. And if you want, you can get your pajamas, like have your name put on it, and they'll bring it up to your room, and you'll have it have a pair of pajamas to sleep in, just in case you need them. It looks funny because you're having all this, this whole group of people are marching in right now. This is really, they're all marching in right, well, not really marching, they're kind of slowly going in, and they're marching in to the music. Well, I don't know what happened with Bob Bolson calling in, but that's okay. You know, I got 19 minutes to go here, so I might as well relax and enjoy and have you guys enjoy the music with me. I'll see if I can. Yes, this is the kind of music I need to play out in my backyard. But this is like longer than a wedding party coming in here.
I feel like I'm at a graduation.
Yeah. Nick just said he feels like he's at a graduation. And these people don't even know that they're graduating either.
Wow, it's really awesome. You know what? It kind of reminds me of like on 4th of July, but instead of fireworks, you're seeing the water sprouting up from the fountain instead. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess they call it July, we call it June 12th waterworks instead of fireworks. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, positively. No, I didn't have a drink yet. Just wait. Tonight we go to what's the name of the place? No, tonight when we go upstairs. Yeah, and they have their, what'd you say, fusion drinks?
Yeah, infusion
drinks. I'm going to pick colors and things like that.
Colors, flavors.
That should be kind of awesome, huh? Oh, God knows what I'll have. I have to have something blue because of the New York Sharks, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but it have to be. And I think, what's the choice? You have vodka, gin, and rum. I think better off with vodka. God. The other week, and I'm being fed drinks while I'm on the air. It was really, it's wine, glasses of wine. Try this one. Try do a wine tasting while I was on the air. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt good. but, it made for a great show. That's for sure. I get drunk on rye bread. I know, you thought I was going to say I get drunk on scotch tape. You should see when I play gin rummy. Oh, this is getting worse. Okay. Oh, the waterworks stopped, and the people are still marching. The music stopped, the waterworks, and they're still marching anyway. Oh, how can I get this? Here, ask this lady right over there. Here's this lady, why don't you come to Yeah. She looks bored. So let's give her something to do. Come over here a minute. Come on. Yeah, we're recruiting her. You see the look on her face, like, oh, we're doing what? I just saw her head shake no. There was a no, huh? Yeah, he will. He'd do it, though, wouldn't he? No, he won't either. Look at that. They just want to sit down and relax. They got business here. That's the thing with the convention center part of this. They're all here for business, you know. But, so let's see what we're going to do, Nadia. Look at that. Okay. Yeah, what I'm going to do here, because the music stopped and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and evidently I'm not getting Bob to call in, so I'm just going to end the show a bit early. Okay. Yeah, scroll down. Let's see. Okay, I got where I'm going to go. So anyway, now I just wanted to let you know that Mallory's not here, but she sends her love, and she's here in spirit. So anyway, so until next week, I'm going to be in Atlantic City, and I'll be doing my show from Atlantic City. I'll tell you. Also tell you about some of the places that I've gone here while I'm here. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I did.
So did I.
And so did Nick. He thought it was a piss. Okay. So until next week, bye-bye.
Say hello to him. Say goodbye to him. I know.